Well, Christine, how are things in Silver City?
Busy as always, Edmundo.
Well, you've been busy on a story from last summer, and you're doing a follow-up on, and that is on NovaClean, a company that has been contracted to clean out some local waterways. What is the latest on that?
Yes, we did a follow-up earlier this week. The state renewed the contract for this company, NovaClean, a cleaning company out of Albuquerque. They renewed this contract in March of 2018, despite the fact that they never turned in the required invoices they were required to turn in as part of their contract. And both of the wildlife areas in our region, Bill Evans Lake and Bear Canyon Dam, are still littered with trash every day. And so the state did not respond to our request to get more information on this, nor did the company NovaClean. We reached out to both before we ran our story. The contract now runs through March 2019, and community members here have yet to see, and people on Facebook at least are telling us they've never seen a cleaning contractor out at either of our lakes here.
Was there any on behalf of the state, were there no open meetings to discuss this contract? Because again, you know, when it's a state contract, you would think there'd be some kind of follow-up, given the fact that people have, and with the Silver City Press and Independent, have done an investigation to note that there hasn't been no cleaning of the lake.
It seems like it kind of went under the radar. The initial contract was signed back, I believe, in 2016 with up to like a three-year renewal. So this is the final year. So I don't know if that's how they, were not required to look at another contract, because the initial contract was a one-year with up to 3 years renewal. So their third year would be 2019. But frankly, you know, the oversight is what we're concerned about, as the state contract says that they will provide these detailed invoices that document the date and time they went to each wildlife area. There are seven of them throughout the state, two in our region, others are scattered throughout northern New Mexico. And the conditions of each of those areas, and we requested those invoices last summer. We repeatedly requested those invoices, only to be told that no such invoices exist. We even reached out to the contractor itself, to NovaClean, and said, do you have these invoices, and would you be willing to provide them to us? And they laughed at us and said, why would we do that? And we said, because, you know, you're accepting public funds to do this position, this job, and you're not meeting the contract, and we're requesting those invoices. As part of this contract, it suggests that it demands that you provide them, and they've not been provided. So we've not seen any evidence of the invoices or the contractor.
Okay, well, thank you for following up on that. I'm pretty sure between now and March, you'll be able to do some follow-up stories on that. Let's just talk about the Judicial Nomination Commission. They have put up a nominee.
Yes, only one attorney applied for the position. William Perkins, a local attorney here from the firm Lopez, Dietzel, Perkins, and Wallace, they have the contract, the public defender contract. Will Perkins also applied along with four others last time the vacancy was open last year, and he was not recommended. Judge Timothy Aldrich was recommended over him, or Tim was an attorney at the time. So Will has been recommended by the nominating commission. If his name is now going to be sent to the governor will interview him and make a decision. If he's appointed, he'll serve until the November election, when he will face Democrat Tom Stewart, and Will is a Republican.
Okay, remind us again, which judicial court is this?
This is the 6th Judicial District, and it's made up of Grant, Luna, and Hidalgo counties. Now, Grant County is primarily Democratic and tends to vote blue, but Luna and Hidalgo counties tend to lean red. So the election is anybody's guess, I think.
Okay, let us move on to another story. An artist taking his art. What's going on?
Yes, public art. Silver City artist Tim Reed is leaving the community after almost 30 years. Tim is known for his giant head sculptures. One of those sculptures, titled Aurora, the giant blue goddess. I call her the goddess of Goth Park. She's been removed. She's been there for about 7 years. It's in our park where the Blues Fest is downtown, so a pretty public location. And Reed and his wife Sandy are leaving and moving to Albuquerque, so Aurora will be going with them to be displayed up there in his yard. But I thought it was interesting because Las Cruces might be familiar with the sculpture, because in 2012 it was displayed in Las Cruces in the Pueblo Plaza at the Freeman Art Center. It's a really gorgeous piece of art, and there's a short video clip on the Daily Press Facebook page with Tim Reed talking about it, and the sculpture is for sale, and it's been appraised at $35,000.
Okay. Any idea if there's going to be community outcry to try to purchase it?
I don't think so. It's already been removed and on its way to Albuquerque. I think it was, unfortunately, that window of opportunity should have was earlier and should have been addressed earlier.
Okay, Christine, we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.